Why is it that the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the lengthy and complicated Avoda that was done by the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, why is it that that comes on the heels of Acharei Mot Shnei Bnei Aaron? There's a lot of possible answers to it. One is that when Tzadikim die, that is Kapara, Yom Kippur is a day of Kapara, but perhaps there's a different answer. It's a really beautiful answer I've heard in many different variations from Rabbi Sachs. Rabbi Sachs asks the question, what's the difference between a Kohen and a Navi? Kohen and a Navi, the Kohen, the priest, the Navi, the prophet, what's the difference between the two of them? And obviously we know that the role of a Kohen and Navi are instrumental throughout both Chumash and all of Tanakh. And Moshe and Aaron become just that. Moshe is the Navi, Aaron is the Kohen. What's the difference between the two of them? The Kohen is a person who has to lead in the Beis HaMikdash. How does one lead in the Beis HaMikdash? It is so scripted. It is so accurately described. It's step by step by step to the point where Rashi even points out at one point in the Parsha, just want to let you know, this is the only place in all the Avoda where it's not properly in order. Everywhere else it's totally in order. That's the Kohen. The Navi is a person who has spontaneity, sometimes has to change the script. One Navi is not necessarily going to be the same as another Navi in terms of content and in terms of so many other things. That is precisely the difference between the Kohen and the Navi. And so the Avodas Yom HaKippurim is the role of the Kohen. And it's given in a way where it's super elaborate and super detailed. And it's clear as day that this is how you need to do it. This is when you need to do it. This is where you need to do it. Any deviation, death. That's what it's told. The Kohen has to be trembling before God in that sense, knowing that if he deviates even in one way, he's done. Why is it Acharei Mot Shnei Bnei Aaron, Bekarvatam Lefnei Hashem Vayamutu? Because when you want to come before God, Bekarvatam Lefnei Hashem, yeah, you can do that, but it is critical. If you're going to do it, you must come before God as a Kohen on God's terms. Exactly on God's terms. And if not, you very much run the risk of going the way of Nadav and Avihu. Perhaps the purpose of the preamble to the Avodas Yom HaKippurim being the death of Aaron's sons, it's the warning to the Kohen. And to the Kohen Gadol specifically saying, you have an opportunity before you. It's one of a kind. You're the only person that has this opportunity to come so close to God in such an intimate way. But please understand, if you're going to try to do it on your terms, if you're going to try to do it in your sense of what's best, it is not going to end well. It's the warning for the Kohen. The Navi, on the other hand, he has the liberty to find the right formula to enter into the hearts of the people. And that's the duality that exists between those two roles throughout history and throughout Tanakh. Have a good day.